This is episode number 2329 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Holy moly, James Corden can't keep himself out of the news.
Oh my God, no, no.
James Corden is being accused of stealing a joke from Ricky Gervais.
Oh, come on.
Verbatim.
Wow.
Eerily similar to the point that James is now coming under fire for out-and-out plagiarism. Piling atop his troubles over anger management and waitstaff.
Anger management and waitstaff.
Except the fact that Ricky Gervais has come to James's defense.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Ricky claims that James was set up by his writing staff who stole Ricky's joke without informing James.
The writers. Okay. I could see how that could happen if James is not, you know, present. If he's not looking at comedy, he probably doesn't know that he's using somebody's
right.
joke.
So James told the joke on the Late Show. Late Show. On Monday night, and it's shockingly similar to Ricky's joke from a 2018 stand-up special.
Oh, so this was one that was actually. Okay, this one that was broadcast. Wow, yeah. That's interesting.
So now, Ricky said that he reckons one of the writers came up with it for him.
Mm.
I doubt he would knowingly just copy such a famous stand-up routine word for word like that. But since it's Bash James Corden year,
yes.
Twitter isn't buying it.
Twitter's
and
not
Ricky
buying it.
Has since deleted his defense comment for James.
Wow. You know, this is a weird time in society where we don't forgive anything. We don't look past anything. We don't forget anything. We don't forgive and forget. We just keep bashing, man. We just keep bashing.
Bash away.
But when you think about it, these guys that do these shows,
mm-hmm.
and especially these daily shows,
uh-huh.
Fallon and Corden and Colbert and even The Daily Show, you know, these guys, they can't write their own stuff. They just can't. There's just
no.
The volume of stuff is amazing.
One person can't do it.
You know, and I go back to like Bob Hope. Remember Bob Hope? Bob Hope, especially he couldn't have a conversation with anybody because it had to be pre-written for mm-hmm. his writers, and then he would memorize the responses.
Right.
And that was kind of sad when you think about that, but that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. You trust the writers
to
make sure that they're
yes.
not going to sell you down the river.
Exactly.
And now, you know, if you're a writer on the James Corden show, you're thinking to yourself, you know what, you dirty bastard. I'm going to be unemployed next year because you want to quit. I'll show you. I'll show you.
You really think they set him up?
No, of course not.
Well, okay, so there's a lot of stand-up comics. There's a lot of jokes being told in 18, 19, 20, 20. Four years ago,
yeah.
Ricky Gervais told a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you supposed to remember every joke
that's
ever told?
Well, that's the thing. And it's not like Ricky Gervais is Eddie Murphy in 1985, right? Everybody saw Delirious. Everybody saw Raw.
Yeah.
And so we memorized those bits. Yeah.
Because surely more than one person... Right. thinks the same thought as someone else.
Well, there you go. We're solving the problems of James Corden, who needs our help. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. James needs a lot of people's help. But will he take it? There's
no,
the question. Just how bad do you want that blue check mark next to your Twitter account?
Oh, I want a blue check mark next to all of my
do
accounts.
Do you now?
I do.
Well, Elon Musk...
Because you're
Twitter,
special when you get a check mark.
Means you're official.
You're official, you're verified.
Yes. Yeah. Now, Mr. Twitter intends to let everybody have a verification mark for a prize.
Of course.
Yes.
You know, he didn't get rich giving away Teslas. I'm just going to put that out there.
So all social media accounts offer verification for business and personal accounts through a myriad of criteria. But Elon is cutting through the red tape on Twitter.
Cut through that tape.
And if you want to have a big blue check mark, it'll only cost you $96 a year.
What?
Or
what?
$8 a month.
Do they charge for that stuff?
Now his plan...
I don't know.
...will apply to people with existing blue check marks too.
Wow.
And an $8 a month
yeah.
is a steal since he originally planned to charge $19.99 a month.
Oh, are you kidding me?
But he got a lot of backlash.
I'm sure he did. $20 a month, the integrity of the blue check mark has now been soiled. Another thing that Elon Musk has sullied up.
That's true. It opens it up for a whole bunch of fraudy stuff.
Well, it does. And I mean, not that there aren't fake accounts out there already. Right. Part of the blue check mark is so that you trust that that's that person, especially if it's a celebrity. Kim Kardashian has a blue check mark, does she not? Even Kanye West, when he used to have social media, had a blue check mark.
Yeah.
You know, now these guys can afford $8 a month. I get it, but you know. Now, think about this now. Mm-hmm. Van Camp and Morgan, with our two or three Twitter followers, we could pay $8 a month and get our own blue check mark.
We could.
But what does that say? We only have two or three followers on Twitter. It's like,
We never really focused on Twitter.
We don't. And now we're probably not going to because of, you know, Elon Musk.
Well, let's say that... We'll use Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, okay? Sure.
She has
sure,
a blue
sure.
check mark.
Yeah, she has a blue check
but
mark.
But this means that anybody can go on and say they're Kim Kardashian and buy themselves
no,
a blue check
I
mark.
Don't, yeah, but see, I think when it becomes something where she's paying for it, uh-huh. I think she's already going to be the first one out there. And I think he knows this. The celebrities will be the first ones out there to sign up for their check mark. They're not gonna even bat an eye about $8 a month. Just no, it's worth
yeah,
more to
them
else,
but someone else
to be
say,
verified.
My name is Kim Kardashian.
I'm gonna
buy myself a check mark.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, don't think so. No.
I think it could happen. In fairness, the current cost of verification on pre-Elon Twitter, that's P-E-T.
P-E-T.
Is $4.99 a month.
God.
Pundits say Elon's purchase of Twitter is likely to change social media, and not in a good way.
Not in a good way. No siree. Our apologies today to Tesla, but not Elon Musk, because, you know, we bashed him. And Halle Berry, because we didn't have time for her again.
Poor Halle.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.